Good morning, pod people. It is nearly 20 to 11. It was sunny this morning. It's gone a bit cloudy now. But there you go. It's a nice crisp day. I'm back out in the park. There are many seagulls here today, many misdirected seagulls. And some magpies, the usual suspects. Bit of worm dancing going on. So anyway, just before we start, I would like to request of you that if you listen to this podcast and you like it, give it a review. Give it a rating, give it a review, because it all helps me to get this wisdom out there. And there will be a little bit at the end, as there always is, but if you'd like to contribute to the podcast, you can do so by going to patreon.com/bullshitdetective and giving me the price of a coffee or something once a month, or the price of something that's worth a pound or something. Anyway, moving on. So what are we going to talk about today? What we're going to talk about today, I don't know, Meatloaf is dead. That seems to be doing the rounds on social media. Yes, it's sad, isn't it? It's sad when anyone dies, and he had a great career, and I wasn't a particular fan of his music, but many people were, and he was very successful in lots of films and stuff. But now we're going to be flooded with posts about it, about, you know, people expressing their grief. I just read a post. Someone's absolutely devastated, and it's like, no, you're not. You're just a bit sad. And you're trying to get attention on social media. You know, I mean, maybe I'm just a cold, unfeeling, you know, black-hearted bastard. But when someone famous dies, depending on who it is, I think there's always a little glimmer of, oh, that's a bit sad. And obviously, if they're more important to me, and I don't mean I know them necessarily, but just more important to me in terms of how much of their stuff I've consumed over the years, then I might feel a little sadder. Sean Locke is a good example for me. He's probably one of the only famous people where I've ever actually kind of felt a sense of loss. Not because he was my best mate, not because I shared lots of time with him, but because it's like, oh, there'll be no new Sean Locke stuff coming out, so I won't be able to laugh at it, you know? So I do struggle with this fake grief stuff, because I can't believe that if someone has just been listening to someone's music over the years or watching their films or whatever, that they are absolutely devastated, you know. It's all a bit over the top, if you ask me, and it's all just attention seeking ball bags. So anyway, there's my grumpy dose of Dave. People are just twats, aren't they? Just twats, just making stuff up to get some attention. You know? I mean, those people posting about Meatloaf, they probably weren't listening to Meatloaf all day, every day. That'd drive you nuts, wouldn't it? Crikey. I don't know. I think I've said all I can say on that, really. It's just ball bags. Unless you knew him, were close to him, a friend of his, you know, absolutely devastated. No, not buying it. But anyway, waffle, waffle, waffle. The misdirected seagulls are spread very evenly across the park today. I'm sure you'd be interested to know. Sometimes they're all sort of huddled together. But there's kind of quite a few of them, but they are just spread out. Many of them are, not many of them, they're flying about a bit more than they normally do. Often they're just kind of, you know, just walking about, doing the worm dance, eating the worms. But there's a few fluttering about. Well, they don't really flutter, do they? Seagulls don't flutter. Butterflies flutter. Seagulls, well, they soar, don't they? Especially when they're by the seaside and there's lots of wind. Talking of wind, I need to go and have my morning constitutional, so I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do.
Well, it doesn't have to be, but if you wish to donate to the Bullshit Detective podcast, you may do so by going to www.patreon.com/bullshitdetective. The price of a coffee or a pint once a month or something else or nothing. It's fine if it's nothing. You can still continue to listen to the podcast, but please do spread the word. Tell your friends, if you have any, about my wonderful podcast. Or pay me some money or not. Whatever. No problem. See you soon.